You're listening to an Amplify podcast.
You just heard Water Life Crisis by Taylor Bickett. Before that, you heard End of Time by Zara Larsson. And the first song you heard was Praising You by Rita Ora, feat. Fatboy Slim from the album You and I. Do you guys ever consider yourself smart? Did your parents ever think you were a genius? Did you ever have those crazy aunties who thought your cousins were smart, but they were actually stupid? What is being smart? We consider Einstein and Hawking smart, but do you know that little girl who had a higher IQ than them?
Oh my God, so many questions at one go, Bella. I do not consider myself smart. I'm academically smart, but I am stupid in real life. But then again, like you, I question, what is being smart? Is it being wise? Is it being cunning? Is it being good at academics? What is smart? But then one of the things that we use to describe people that they're smart is IQ. My IQ would probably be 20, but
there's also EQ. You know how they do videos? They got a bunch of random people and they were supposed to rank each other based on how smart they, like how high they thought their IQ was. And then this lady was like ranking herself in first place all the time. And then she ended up being the dumbest out of all.
Yes, I saw that. I saw a TikTok about that. It was so funny. Like, got humbled by God. What's the difference between EQ and IQ?
EQ is like emotional something. I don't know what the Q is, but it's like in a social setting, how well you're able to understand like what, how other people are feeling and like take social cues. And then IQ is like logic and stuff. Because IQ is not really how smart you are. It's like how good you are at recognizing patterns. So it's not really a measure of smartness. It's more just like a measure of how good you are at IQ tests.
One of my classmates was doing an IQ test in our chemistry class, and then he had to solve like 60 questions or like 50 questions to do it. And at the end of the test, it's like, pay this much dollars to get your answer. And then we started like making fun of him. To be honest, I feel like his IQ was very low because we helped him do some questions that were very, very basic and easy. But then we were like laughing at him saying, oh, you spend like half an hour of the lesson trying to like do the IQ test and you didn't even got the result in the end of the day.
I was broadcasting this to the world.
I know.
I hate when at the end they tell you to pay, not at the beginning. Like, it's just waste your time.
Have you guys ever done an IQ test?
No.
You know Mensa, like the smart organization or whatever, and it's like you have to do an IQ test to get in, and it's like a smart society for smart people. I don't even know why it exists, because like they don't do anything, they just sit around being smart or like supposedly smart. No, that just came to mind. But have you guys heard of this girl who had a really, really high IQ, and she had like autism, and apparently her IQ was like higher than Einstein's, and it was like 162 or something like that. Have you heard about that?
No way. I've never heard about that.
I have heard about it, and shall I explain more about it?
Yes.
So there's this girl called, and I'm gonna butcher this name, I'm really sorry, but her name is Adhara Perez Sanchez.
Oh, okay.
Of Mexico City, and she has an IQ higher than Albert Einstein, and she has been receiving her master's degree in engineering soon, and she's also aspires to be an astronaut in NASA, and her IQ is 162.
Wait, how old is she?
Let me see. As per her report, she completed elementary school at the age of 5, had completed middle school and high school by 6, and by the age of 11, she already has received a bachelor's degree in systems engineering from CNCI University, and she's currently studying to earn a master's program in maths at the Technology University of Mexico. Wow.
Bro, this is giving like, even if you're an Asian, there's always an Asian better than you. Wait, where's she from?
Mexico. And you know, she also aspires to like study astrophysics at the University of Arizona.
This makes me so sad. I'm comparing myself to like an 11-year-old. How old is she again?
11, I think.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm not even comparing myself anymore because she's just like so far beyond my league that it's like she's in the clouds and I'm underground.
True. And she was also a victim of bullying and unkind behavior from other kids. And even teacher made her parents change school 3 times. And soon after, she began to isolate herself from others. You know, to be honest, I feel like people really get jealous and annoyed when someone's better than them or like better than their capacity. Mm-hmm. The way you two are saying that you guys are comparing yourself, I think that's like such a common thing that we do. We start comparing ourselves to others, but we don't realize how unique and different we are in our own league and how we're successful in our own way. Plus, there's no certain set way of, you know, living life. Everybody's doing their own way. Like we were saying before, what is smart? Is smart is called being, I don't know, social, being wise, or is it just being academically smart?
We are all different in every way. But coming back to the topic about the autistic girl having a higher IQ than Albert Einstein, I feel like people, they really stereotype people with disabilities, and they tend to restrict what people with disabilities they can do and their abilities. And it's such a stereotype, and it must be changed. And this 11-year-old girl just proves that wrong.
I feel like that says a lot about our society as well, because it's always like, well, the smartest people and like the people who start these big companies and stuff. And when you hear about it, when they were kids, they were always bullied and they were isolated and they moved schools all the time. But it's always those people that end up being successful. So I feel like it tells a lot about how jealous we are as humans, and also just how even though they were bullied, they managed to persevere. And I think that's really inspirational.
Yeah.
Just to correct myself in case I'm wrong, currently she is not 11. She is above 11. Just to clear myself. Also, I feel like you're very correct about it. And I feel like those people who become successful when they were bullied and had to go through a lot of hardship at a young age, something that really support them or encourage them to move forward is someone that they can lean on or someone that can support him or her. And I feel like if you don't have that kind of a person, it's really hard to pick yourself up from those kinds of traumatic experiences and stuff like that. And as per the autism, of course, there's so much stereotype and discrimination against them. Nobody understands how to, you know, work with them instead of, you know, isolating them. And especially even like our day-to-day term, like I've seen so many high school kids using autism as a negative thing to say to someone or make fun of them, which is so wrong. I feel like our thinking even now is so wrong about mental health and stuff like this by knowing so much about it.
I definitely agree with what she said, but also this reminds me of something that's a bit more positive, which is I saw online there was this little boy who was diagnosed with autism, and he did all this really cool stuff. Like he can draw from his memory the logos of all of these different companies and stuff, and he draws it really accurately, and he gets the font right as well. And he was only like 6 or something, I can't remember, but it's really cool. And there are a lot of things people with autism, they're just really good at, and like it would be so cool. Like I have a really terrible memory, so I wouldn't be able to do that at all, but I don't know, it's really cool.
I'm really glad that these people, they set an inspiration for anyone who's similar. They set an inspiration for them.
Mm-hmm. It's great that they're normalizing people with autism in the media as well, because like everyone's different, and they shouldn't be considered, well, we all are different, so they shouldn't be treated any different because they're different in that way. I said different like so many times in that sentence.
I hate seeing people with disabilities being, you know, disregarded for their abilities. It's so wrong, because every human is different.
Also, people who say that they're doing it for attention and stuff like that, they don't understand that, you know, most of the mental health problems are on a spectrum. You know, you can go from, you know, being worse to being very least affected about it. And same goes with autism. You can have autism is basically a spectrum. And, you know, I've learned about this in psychology, and it was very interesting to know more about autistic people and autism itself. And it's good that we're learning it in psychology, and, you know, it's in the study design, because it really helps us understand other people and, you know, understand societies and different kind of people more.
Well, yeah, that was really interesting to hear about an autistic girl being so young and having a higher IQ than Albert Einstein and Stephen Hawking. I hope we get to hear more people like that in the future so they can set an inspiration for everyone. Coming up next, you will hear Studio 54 by Young Franco, feat. Layla Blue and Jeff Funk.